Greetings from Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estratore. Today, on this last day of 2025, we'll take a look at several significant news stories highlighting changes and trends in Australia's landscape. First up, big news for first home buyers in Queensland. The government is stepping up its efforts to assist struggling house hunters with the commencement of their Boost to Buy scheme. This potent shared equity program could see eligible new home buyers receiving up to 30% equity support and 25% for existing homes. The cap is set for properties valued up to $1 million. Notably, this initiative not only reduces upfront costs for first home buyers, but also addresses wider issues surrounding housing supply and affordability. With the home buyer grants also seeing a $30,000 surge until midway next year, it's clear that Queensland is taking firm steps towards their ambitious target of delivering 1 million homes within the next 2 decades. Let's shift our lens from the property sector to the motorcycle industry, where we've seen a flurry of activity. Key players like KTM AG and Motorcycle Holdings Limited have made headlines with significant financial developments. KTM navigated a challenging financial period, securing a substantial 600 million euro lifeline from its prime shareholder, Bajaj Auto. This funding signals a new era for the Austrian giant, allowing it to address current debt and execute their restructuring plans. More importantly, for Aussie riders and dealers at least, this move ensures steady supply of everything from KTM's off-roading models to their high-performance street bikes. Joining KTM in the financial spotlight, Motorcycle Holdings Limited confirmed a record-breaking year, pulling in a staggering $650 million in sales revenue. It's in growth of 11.6% compared to the previous year. Acquisitions of select assets from companies like Peter Stevens and Harley Heaven, coupled with an impressive 59% boost in e-commerce operations, have undoubtedly played a part in achieving this feat. And speaking of the motorcycle industry, the first half of this year saw the market firmly holding its ground. The number of units sold at a hearty 42,549 is eerily identical to the previous year's count. Interestingly, off-road motorbike sales were up by 3.3%, hinting at a growing appetite for recreational riding. Though road bike sales stumbled slightly, a mere 1.9% drop indicates enduring popularity despite economic headwinds. That's all for this week's financial wrap. For further financial assistance catered to your personal and business needs, do visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore, signing off for now, but looking forward to bringing you more updates next year. Stay tuned and stay prepared.